I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The world saw more new COVID-19 cases in the past week than during the first 5 months of the pandemic, and most of them came from India. Bibles for the World's John Podaiti tells us.
The spike in India is very, very real. We've seen over a million new cases in the last 3 days, more than 2 million in the last week. The death rate has climbed incredibly high. It is a very, very serious situation for the country and especially for the body of Christ in India. I've heard that there's over 125 significant church leaders that have passed due to COVID or are in critical condition in ICUs right now. This is going to create a tremendous vacuum in the body of Christ.
And the Constitutional Court of Russia ruled that the country needs stricter laws to deal with domestic abuse. The court says existing laws don't protect the victims or sufficiently punish attackers. Russian women suffer greatly from domestic abuse. Eric Mock of the Slavic Gospel Association blames a male-dominant society that doesn't value or respect women. It remains to be seen if this ruling will have any impact on Russia's laws or help women significantly. But Mock says the local church is making a gospel difference.
So the first thing is pray that the churches are able to intervene. Pray that those stuck in the endless cycle of domestic violence will ask for help, to let people know of the need and that the church will rightly respond. How you respond is so critical. It's a terrible blight on society.
Pray the global church will have a similar response. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.